Time to start the third quarter, and a very interesting third quarter is what I'm predicting here, as the weather might become a factor eventually starting in more of the fourth quarter, if not sooner. But Bo Trudeau, he's got some tricks up his sleeve, as he threw for 6 passing touchdowns against Brownsburg in week 1, and he's got an arm.
Well, the lights are on. Well, they've been on.
The lights were starting on at the beginning of the game.
Well, the lights are still on. Night skies have
opened
up.
Purple Rain over there. Shout out to Purple Rain. I see you out there. Purple Rain has showed up.
Purple Rain. Purple Rain's been at every game so far this year. Not something we normally see in football. Them showing up every single game.
Dontre's done a great job leading them.
He has, as the president of student president this year. So with that, Mara's going to kick this one off, and the second half is underway. Oh, an onside kick, possibly? Muffs the ball, but they're going to come down on it.
What is this, the Saints versus Colts Super Bowl?
That's exactly what it looked like, Saints versus Colts.
What kind of Sean Payton call is that?
So here we go. That was brought down by Jalen Robinson,
intelligent by my
who
part,
saves the possibly mess up. So 28-14, the second half underway.
The Giants will get the ball closer than the Pike Red Devils really wanted. Risky call there, but it could have came up big.
So Kastner and Tate, we still have not heard anything, or it's Kastner and Evans. We still have not heard anything when it comes to Tate. Have not seen them. Kastner's going to pass this one over to the left side in a screen over to Emerson. Emerson for a gain of 4. Right side.
All right, beautiful job there by Kastner. They've been using a lot of screen passes, as you've been seeing the cornerbacks get the wide receiver to the Giants. At least 6 to 7 yards difference. So they have room to run, and they've been making men miss all night.
Kastner and Evans in the backfield yet again. It's going to be Emerson to the near side bond as well. A penalty on the play. No, there's a player down. It is the 6 of Alon Harrison. He does some of the kick returning.
It looks like he's going to be able to walk off under his own power, though. So that's good news for...
Yeah, that's always great news to see a player come off with little to no help. And they're going to reset things up. Replacing him, it looks to be the 9 of Josh Hayes.
Josh Hayes. It's a good name, Hayes.
So Kastner. Kastner and Evans at the backfield yet again. Smith and Gillis to the near side. And it'll be Bond and Emerson to the far side. Another player seems to be having issues on the Pike Red Devil side, and this time it is the number of 44, which is Chris Smith. He just all of a sudden bent over, and not sure exactly what's happened there.
It looks like injuries have been a plague for this on this play here for the Pike Red Devils. This is the second injury for, looks like, 44. Looks like he's walking like he has an injured ankle or foot, but he's able to walk off on his own power, which, again, is always good news. But this maybe one looks a lot more troubling than the first injury.
Yeah, that might be a cramp, maybe a strain. Now here they go, set up again. Now it looks like the Pike Red Devils are good. Kastner and Evans in the backfield. Still running the same set. Emerson and Bond to the far side. Gillis and Smith to the near. 11:34. Play clock down to 20. Kastner takes stance. And we got some jumping now.
It was like to be a false start there on the Giants offense. And
Alon Harrison returns to the game. And a false start is going to bring this ball back 5 yards. So we're still waiting on the second half to get started. 11:27 here in the third. 28-14, the Giants lead. Kastner and Evans in the backfield. Kastner takes stance. Now they get it off. Passes over on the screen over to Smith. Runs the play, 4-yard gain.
They're playing small ball, looks like. They've used a lot of screen passes so far, and it's worked. Especially at the end of the second half where they got back-to-back first downs from Story Emerson and True Smith. And they keep going over to Story Emerson because it's just closer and closer.
Yeah, and it seems that they're hoping Pike maybe will come in, you know, check up a little bit, bring in their secondary a little bit so that they can go deep down the field. Kastner and Evans in the backfield. Emerson and Bond to the far side. Kastner stands back in the pocket. Defense comes down hard.
And that might be enough for a first down, hopefully,
Caught by Gillis.
It looks like it is just by a yard.
And it should be enough for a first down. We'll wait for the official calling. Kastner took quite a bit of a hit as he gets that one away to the two of Brandon Gillis, the 6'6".
I can see it from up here. It's the first down.
They didn't give him.
And
now they did.
They gave him the first down. As I said, if Pike was able to hold.
Just waste a little more time.
If Pike was able to hold the Giants offense and Pike come out here and score, that could have been troubling. But great job by Kyle Kastner and the Giants offense. Able to pick up a first down, getting the first and 10 ball on the 48-yard line, inching into Pike territory.
Kastner takes stance, hands that Evans, who's going to run a sweep to the right. And he'll be finally brought down at the 45-yard line as he checks it in.
Might be another first down, if not yards short.
Yeah, it looks about an 8-yard gain. Should be about second and two, and that's exactly where it's going to go. So Kastner and Evans in the backfield. Kastner takes a high snap, hands it up the gut to Evans. Evans finds the open, cuts back in, down to the 30-yard line, and Evans has been on the roll.
And Chris Evans, he's been compared as SEC running back material, as I've heard over and over. And this Dorian Tate, he's a big guy for this team to lose, but Chris Evans can come out here and he can get the job done. Hopefully Tate will be okay. We'll find out more about him as ASAP.
Kastner and Evans in the backfield. It's going to be Smith and the two of Gillis to the near side. Another Pike player is down, and this time he's head first down. Something is going on here.
It's in the air.
Waiting for the number.
Yeah,
they're gonna
obviously drink his Kool-Aid.
Yeah, they're gonna take a timeout, so we'll take a timeout as well. We'll take a 30-second break here on your Ben Davis Sports Radio Network.
David to the Max Show, starring David Newman.
Hello, Newman.
And Max Pugh.
Pew, pew, pew.
Bringing you the best in classic rock. Giant 90.9, Tuesdays at 9:30.
And we are back. We just got word. It is Calvin Brown who was down. He does walk off under his own power. We've now seen four Pike players who have had some kind of injury, all in a different kind of array of types, but an injury timeout taken by the refs, so no timeouts charged either way. 28-14, 10:33, Giants with the ball. It's going to be first and 10, ball at the 31-yard line in Pike territory. This has been a very slow quarter because of these injuries.
Yeah, I'm just kidding. Yeah, it has really been a slow quarter so far with these injuries, and it's much like the first quarter of all the penalties, very slow quarter. So, I mean, if you're going to start the first half, start the second half slow too, right? Just give this time for the storms to come in.
Kastner and Evans in the backfield, Smith and Gillis to the near side, Bond and Emerson to the far. Kastner takes a stance, receives the snap ball, hands it up to Evans. Evans tries to break the tackle. May have gained a yard, but it doesn't look like he made it past the line of scrimmage here.
Yeah, he didn't make it past the line of scrimmage. Just getting into the backfield for the Pike defensive starter was actually looked like Quentin Moon, who's able to get back in the backfield and stop Chris Evans from getting any yards on the play, just getting him back to the line of scrimmage.
Kastner and Evans in the backfield yet again. Kastner taking stance, hands the ball to Evans. Evans sweeps it over to the right. He then gains about 5 yards on the right sideline. Finally goes down at the 26-yard line. It will bring up third down and about six. So third and six, ball at the 27-yard line. 9:41 remaining in the third, 28-14, the Giants lead. We are still on the Giants' first drive of the half. Kastner and Evans in the backfield. Evans going to in motion out to the right. Kastner goes down the field to Emerson.
Oh, come on.
Incomplete pass.
Come on, man.
Broken up by the safety of Alon Harrison.
And beautiful coverage there by Alon Harrison, as you're saying, but Kyle Kastner had a beautiful throw over there to just off the fingertips of Story Emerson.
So with that, that's going to bring up fourth and six. It seems that the Giants are going for it. We haven't seen them attempt a single field goal attempt tonight.
You're right, but as Kyle Kastner and the Giants offense 3-for-3 tonight at fourth down conversions, so the numbers are on their favor.
Kastner and Evans, shotgun formation, looking to complete a fourth down. Kastner throws quick, and that was a miscommunication. That's going to be an incomplete pass. The first conversion not completed. It's going to be Pike's ball.
Yeah, another 3-4 and fourth down conversion. And Kyle Kastner smacking his hands together, screaming, saying, come on. Was not happy with that. He expected True Smith to do something the complete opposite of what he did and just come back to try to get a couple yards for that first down. But it looks like to be turnover. 28-14, Giants lead. 9:25, though, left to go in this third quarter. But Pike is inching on the 27-yard line, looking to get something to do as Beau Trudeau leads his offensive group out to the field.
Well, we're all wondering, why haven't we seen the field goal kick? But we're going to see Pike come back out. Beau Trudeau and Collins, shotgun formation. In motion is going to be the eight of Sproul.
Ooh.
And a fumble on the play.
And that's a big hit there by Dallas Pitts getting the backfield to cause, looks like a, should be a fumble. And
giant
it is.
Ball.
Beautiful hit there by Dallas Pitts to be able to get in the backfield.
It was a lateral that went backwards, and there's a player down Giants sideline. It will be Giants ball at the 25-yard line.
Dallas Pitts forced that hurry-up throw there by Beau Trudeau. It's a great job there by Pitts.
Don't know what the player, who the player is yet, and it's the four, Jalen Harden.
He'll be all right. He's off the field, getting up on his own power.
Correction, I think that was the 22, Asmar Bilal.
It was Jalen Harden.
Hey, it was Jalen Harden. 28-14, 9-18 in the third. Kastner and Evans in the backfield. Smith, Bond, and Gillis to the near side. Emerson to the far. Kastner hands it up the gut to Evans, who cuts back out to the left.
And
it's tackled down, a gain of only three. Second and seven.
And that was just a good wrap-up tackle there by the Pikes defense, by Quentin Moon, who did a great, beautiful job there. Textbook tackling, wrapping up, bringing him down, only let him gain only 2 yards.
So Kastner and Evans, shotgun formation yet again. Gillis to the near side, going to hand it off, sweeps to the outside with Evans. Evans on the right side, continues to sweep to the outside, finally finds room to run up, gains the first down, and it should be first and 10, maybe first and goal at the 10-yard line.
And it's going to be first and goal, but a beautiful run there by Chris Evans, who's going out to the right side on the sweep, was able to bounce it back outside around the blocker of Story Emerson and gain a couple extra more yards to get the first down.
It's going to be first and goal at the 7, 28-14, Giants lead, 8:48 remaining in the third. Kastner and Evans in the backfield. Bond, Smith, and Gillis in the near side, and now we see penalty flags flying in from the left. And it's looking to be maybe an offside penalty. So an offside penalty on Pike.
So just more defensive penalty help as the last time we were in the red zone, the Giants. We basically waltzed our way to the 2-yard line.
Well, that will give them half the distance to the goal.
And get them out the ball to 3.
So Kastner and Evans in the backfield. Ball at the 3-yard line. Kastner's going to roll out. He gets a block, and he gets a block by Evans to help there.
You know, Sean Johnson was supposed to be the lead blocker there on that right side, who's really more of a blocking type, looks like, as he's a fullback on that play, but wasn't able to come up with a block. As it looked like Aaron Jones was able to come up with a tackle and break past Johnson.
Kastner is coming off at the sideline and bringing in Chris Evans.
A Wildcat.
Chris Evans and LaShawn Johnson. Shotgun formation. Evans receives the snap. He's looking to run it up the gut. And does he get in?
Well, cat-like moves there.
And they're going to call him short.
Oh, beautiful job there by Chris Evans of the Wildcat running straight up the middle. He's able to juke left, right. I've never seen a man move that fast, though. Cat-like reflexes there by Chris Evans.
And that's what you get when you got somebody who is part of cross-country just as much. Kastner completely fine. They just wanted to run a different type of offense here. They're going to probably run the same thing here. Chris Evans gets the ball. He's going to run it up the gut. Nearly gets stopped. He might have gotten stopped. Waiting for the call. Touchdown, Ben Davis.
Beautiful job there by Chris Evans using the cat-like reflexes once again to sneak in like a little kitty cat into the end zone. Touchdown, Giants.
The defense came off the right side there, or the left side there, nearly got to him. They brought him down.
And Pike started celebrating easy like they stopped him, and Chris Evans didn't quit as he has those strong legs. He's able to fight in for another touchdown to give the Giants a 3-touchdown lead once again in this game.
So Chris Flores looking to kick the extra point to make this a 35-14 game. And this extra point is up. And it is no good. So 34-14 is where the score stands. The Giants leading over the Pike Red Devils with a 30-second break here on your Ben Davis Sports Radio Network.
WBDG thanks Classic Kings Automotive, located at 8485 West Washington Street. Classic Kings services include the restoration of foreign, domestic, and vintage classic cars and newer autos as well. Classic Kings also offers sales and brokerage services. 317-333-4427 is the number for Classic Kings. On the web at ClassicKings.com. Thanks to Classic Kings Automotive for its support of this WBDG sports broadcast.
Welcome back as the Giants have scored. Breaking the pylon was Chris Evans, who got the one-yard run touchdown. And therefore, it is now 34-14. The extra point, once again, we've seen it missed by none other than Chris Flores. Really struggling with these extra points.
There has been a postponement. As games around the state of Indiana are starting to be postponed. Now, the Danville-Crawfordsville game was delayed at halftime. It's now postponed until tomorrow at 1 p.m., which is good news for me because I can go.
Unless this one gets postponed, then you'll be screwed. So Danville has been postponed.
We're postponed. Hopefully we don't get postponed, as Giants would love to finish this game tonight.
So 34-14, 7:39 here in the third. Game starting to get postponed till tomorrow. We haven't seen anything here yet. Flores with the kick to Harrison and Harrison. This one goes into the back zone, and it's going to be called a touchback. So first and 10 of the 20. So Harrison and Michael Cheeseborough back there, but it was caught by Harrison. And it will be a touchback as it was in the end zone.
Yeah, some beautiful job there by the Giants offense. I'm just going to shout that out again. Using all the resources as possible. Chris Evans is just a dangerous tool. And I've heard rumors he might be the quarterback of the Giants next year.
Well, you never know. There's a lot of things. He's just a junior.
So he is.
He's still got a whole nother year.
He even had a great year last year as a sophomore, so he's really making his name known around the MIC.
Jalen Harden is back in here for the defense, so no issues whatsoever for him. As Beau Trudeau hands it off to the running back of Curtis Collins, who gains maybe a yard on the play, maybe, or actually it was the three of Rashard Medeiros on.
He's going to be tackled there by number 96, Norman Oglesby.
Yeah, so once again, setting it up. It's going to be Beau Trudeau. Collins in the backfield. Shotgun formation. Trudeau stands back in the pocket. Throws down the left sideline. Has the man 50, 45, 40, 35, 30. Breaks the tackle. 20, 10, 5. Touchdown, Pike Red Devils.
And that is not the first time tonight. Number 3 of Chris Parrish has got beaten there by the wide receiver of McBride. That was just Chris Parrish. He already got written out once there by
Johnny Coach Williams.
Mike Kershaw.
Johnny Williams there.
Johnny Williams able to run out Chris Parrish, as Chris Parrish has had a struggling night. Backed even earlier in the first half, he had a missed blown coverage. It was luckily dropped, but this time Pike was not about to let another one be dropped. Touchdown, Pike.
That was a 78-yard passing touchdown from Trudeau to Williams for the touchdown to make this a 34-20 game. We have a flag flying in here on the extra point. As we wait for the call. And that's going to be an offside on Ben Davis. Going to make it half the distance of the goal. And we'll see if Pike decides to change it up and go for two instead of one. And at this point, still looking like they might just go for one. So, looking for the extra point now. Alex Marr. Looking to make this a 34-21 game. Makes it a two-score game. And the extra point is up. And is good. 34-21. Pike closes the gap. It is now a 13-point game between the Ben Davis Giants and the Pike Red Devils. 34-21. We'll take a 30-second break here on your Ben Davis Sports Radio Network.
Son, you know how I feel about alcohol.
Yeah, I know.
You're too young. You're still growing.
I know.
When you drink, it screws up your judgment. I don't want you getting hurt.
I know, I know.
Listen, this is real.
I know, okay? I know.
Teenagers know everything. So talk about underage drinking before they know it all. Before they're teens. Start talking before they start drinking. And keep talking. Learn more at StopAlcoholAbuse.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
We are back here live from Pike as the Ben Davis Giants have just allowed a 78-yard touchdown from Bo Jadeau to Williams. This has closed the gap now to a 13-point game. It is now 34-21. Giants still with the lead, but Pike threatening to return to this game.
Yes, they are. As I said, don't let them come back in this game. It's only a 13-point deficit, and that's only a two-touchdown game right now.
So Mara will kick this one off. In the backfield, it's going to be it's going to be Evans and Wilkerson. So Mara's kick is up and high. This one can be returned. Evans at the 12-yard, looks to field this one, brings it out to the right side, cuts out, down at the 30. No, he's still trying to break free. It took four Pike defenders to bring him down, but he finally goes down at about the 20-yard line.
If he didn't get slowed down there by the Pike defender grabbing his jersey, he would have been gone on the right side. Just that little inch of the jersey grab to slow him down. It's hard to slow Chris Evans down too.
And we've just heard that Center Grove is trailing to Carmel 14-7 in the Battle of the Kettle. 9:47 to play in the fourth quarter. So here they go. Kyle Kastner leading his offense back out. Kastner and Evans in the backfield. Evans in the near side, or Gillis in the near side. Kastner going to look for a sweep to Evans. Evans going to run it up the gut for a gain of 8. It'll be second down and 2. Ball at the 38-yard line. We've also heard now the Warrens leading 25-0 over North Central. Those are also MIC teams. And Center Grove has just now tied it 14-14 to Carmel. Kastner's going to hand it up to Gut to Evans, and Evans is going to stop, maybe picked up a yard there. It's going to be third down and 2.
That's a great job there as Kyle Kastner's trying to lead this Giants offense to scoring. If they get a turnover here, or even a 3-and-out, this might be big for Pike, and we don't want that. Pike, if they get hyped, they can go down the field and score.
Kastner and Evans field yet again. Smith, Emerson, and Gillis to the near side. Kastner hands it off to Evans. Evans getting help there by the quick tackle, or the strong guard of number 54, of Cache Wilder, who helps push him for an extra yard. That should be enough for a first down, and it is. So first and 10, ball at the 35. Kastner and Evans in the backfield. Kastner takes stance, hands off to Evans, up the gut. Evans picks up maybe a yard, and a flag comes flying in late here.
It's like holding on the offense.
And that's going to back him up 10 yards.
Ooh.
Kirshner is probably losing his mind. So another penalty goes against the Giants, and they're closing on their 10th penalty of the game. Not something you want to see, not in football. So Kastner and Evans in the backfield. Evans to the far side. Gillis, Smith, and Emerson to the near side. There's 5:56 here in the third. 34-21, the Giants lead. Kastner will take stance. Receives the ball. Stands back in the pocket. Throws over the middle to Smith. Smith catches it down the center of the field, continues to fight for more yards, and finally, right down at the Pike logo, does he get the first down for the Giants.
And that was just a beautiful throw there by Kyle Kastner. Getting the first down, he was a huge mark now, 5:42 have to go in the third quarter. Giants up by 2 touchdowns. They get this 3 touchdown mark. It's going to be tough for Pike right now.
So Kastner and Evans in the backfield. Kastner takes stance, stands back in the pocket, looks back to throw, pumps, fakes it, and throws it down the right side of the field. Looks for Story Emerson, incomplete pass, and that will bring up second down and 10.
Kyle Kastner's trying to get this team downfield quick, and he's using it, showing off his arm here, as we've been seeing a lot of wide receiver screens lately.
So it will be second and 10 now. Ball at the 45-yard line. Giants trying to cross into Pike territory. Kastner and Evans in the backfield. Smith in motion to the left side. Kastner taking stance. Is going to run this out to the left side. Tries to cut in. Fakes it, then cuts down to the right. Cuts out. And he goes out of bounds. That was a late hit. And there comes a flag for it.
And Pike is not happy about that at all.
And it's not going to be good. That's going to be 15
yards. Kastner running out to the right side. There, beautiful job there by Kyle Kastner. Good job by Kyle Kastner onto the right side, and he's a big, big, strong dude, so he took a hit, and it was a great job there.
So Kastner and Evans in the backfield. It's going to be Smith and Gillis to the near side. It's going to be Emerson and Bond to the far. 34-21, 5:26 here in the third. So after a 15-yard penalty, it's going to be first down for the Giants. Again, a late hit out of bounds, something you definitely don't want to do.
That's a 15-yard penalty right away. And that just
there's no question
makes
about
the Giants
it.
Inch closer and closer to that red zone. They're already way in the Pike territory, ball on the 33-yard line.
So Kastner going to hand it or pass
Another
it, a screen.
Screen
pass to the 16 of Emerson. Who picks up a first down.
Another first down there. It was like every time Kastner throws on the screen, it's like they're able to get a first down out of it no matter who they throw it to. Story Emerson, True Smith, Brennan Gillis, who name we haven't really called as much tonight as Gillis.
Kastner and Evans in the backfield yet again. Smith and Gillis to the near side. Emerson and Bond to the far. Kastner takes stance, hands the ball off to Evans, who sweeps out to the right side. He breaks the tackle and gains 6 yards on the play.
It'll be enough for a first down for the Ben Davis Giants, so it's going to be first and I think they're in the red zone now for the multiple time tonight.
So after a gain, it's going to be a first down, first and 10, ball of the 19. 4:53 here in the third and 34-21. Kastner in the shotgun. Evans in the backfield with him. Smith, Bond, and Gillis to the near. Emerson to the far. Kastner receives the ball. Quick throws it to Emerson and a slanted route.
And that could have been very dangerous there as Kastner with a risky throw trying to throw to Story Emerson across his body. And that could have been easily intercepted there by Pike's own Joshua Hayes.
So once again, Kastner and now LaShawn Johnson in the backfield. Bond and Smith to the near side. And Emerson to the far. Kastner and shotgun. Bond in motion to the right. Kastner hands up the guard. No, Kastner keeps it. Breaks back the other way. He's got an open field ahead of him. Rolls out to the 10. Keeps going to the outside and finally taken down at the 5-yard line. He played the entire defense.
Beautiful job there by Kyle Kastner. Just using his mindset there by optioning it out of Chris Evans' hands to fake go right back left and run for a near 15-yard gain to get out about the 5-yard line. Beautiful run there by Kastner using his speed as he has it. As Kastner's going to come out for this play, looks like Chris Evans will be the one in shotgun formation as the quarterback, which is we've seen a lot this Wildcat formation.
So in the red zone, they're taking Kastner out yet again and putting Chris Evans in, and this may be something to start thinking about running when they're this close. So Evans and Johnson in the backfield. Evans decides to run this up the gut, fakes left.
Gets about the one.
Yep, gets taken down about the 1-yard line.
Something else
second
you can see the Giants do in that situation is eventually people are going to think Chris Evans is just going to run. He can throw the ball too.
Yeah, I remember. This is only a junior. He's got a whole nother year ahead of him. So Chris Evans and Johnson in the backfield. Evans going to go run right up the gut, and he got hit with a force. Defensive line didn't allow anything there. That's going to be third down and goal.
Yeah, as Chris Smith didn't let him go anywhere on that play. As he stood Chris Evans up, basically not even able to let him fight for an extra yard and bring him back down. Third down on the 2-yard line as Kastner remains on the sidelines in this situation.
So setting it up again, third and goal. Kastner and Evans in the backfield. Kastner receives the snap ball. Tries to push it in himself, and he won't get it to happen. That's going to be fourth and goal.
That's going to be fourth and inches, like barely in there. We'll see what the Giants side is do here, as really a field goal would be smart, putting them up three possessions.
Well, we'll see what they decide to do. They
actually, no,
to
a field
go
goal would only put them up two possessions.
And they're going for it. They're not going to even bother again.
Because they're up 13. A field goal would only put them up 16, which is basically the same as two possessions. A touchdown here would be a three-possession game, which would be huge. The Giants offense is 2:54 left to go.
So fourth and goal, Evans and Johnson in the backfield.
Oh, Evans Johnson
drives in, touchdown Giants.
Did he get him?
And there's a player down. And there is a flag, false start, that will come back 5 yards. And that was a right call.
I saw. You even heard me say it before the play. I was like, Johnson, no.
So they are. It's going to be 4th and 6 now. 4th and goal. And
here comes Chris Flores. First time for the night for a field goal attempt.
And they're going to go. Yep. And they're going to go ahead and try the field goal. Looking to make this hopefully a 37-21 game. So Flores. Looking to kick the extra point. Flores looking to kick the extra point. Flores looks for the field goal, and the kick is no good. Flores has missed another field goal. The score is 34-21 still. Giants leading.
This game just got a little interesting.
This has been unbelievable. We do know at this point that storms are starting to push in as well, so we will continue to keep you updated about that.
And that's what's happening right now. Delay.
Yeah, so we'll see what they decide to do. There's talk that there may be possibly a lightning strikes happening, and we will see what they decide to call.
But that's all basically on the referee. Just because the fans saw it, referees may not have seen, that's a referee's call.
And they're going to continue going. Game still going. Storms are looming. Game still in the third quarter. 2:43. 34-21. Bo Trudeau in the backfield with Collins. And he'll look over at his sideline.
I never understood how that wasn't a false start.
Medeiros to the near side. Along with Sproul and Williams. Trudeau stands back, screen pass, over to the right side. 2-3, and Medeiros has got an open field. 40, 50, 45, 40, 35, 30, 25, 20, 15, 10. Touchdown, Pike Red Devils. And another blown play. This was a sweep out to the right side. He looked like he was going to cut in. He cut back to the outside, and then down the right sideline, he goes in for a touchdown. Another big play, another big score.
Ladies, gentlemen, I'm telling you right now, I said this game would get a little more interesting just now. And I said this is a game after the missed field goal. And right now, it's a one-possession game. After this, it could be a six-point game. And there's only one problem. There's 2:29 left to go in the third quarter. You still got another quarter of football.
So that was an 80-yard touchdown by Medeiros. And all three scores... or all, two of the three scores by Pike have been over 50 yards. So the extra point is up. It is good. And it is now a 34-28 game. Ben Davis still leading. We'll take a 30-second break here on your Ben Davis Sports Radio Network.
WBDG thanks Classic Kings Automotive, located at 8485 West Washington Street. Classic Kings services include the restoration of foreign, domestic, and vintage classic cars and newer autos as well. Classic Kings also offers sales and brokerage services. 317-333-4427 is the number for Classic Kings. On the web at ClassicKings.com. Thanks to Classic Kings Automotive for its support of this WBDG sports broadcast.
And we are back here. Pike Red Devils have just scored on another big play, an 80-yard rushing touchdown by Medeiros. And now it is a six-point game, 34-28. The Giants need to get something going here so they can regain a bigger lead.
Welcome to the Mick. We're back. Conference play's back in here. 2-0 in non-conference play. The Giants, the Pike Red Devils, what a beautiful way to start off a Friday in the conference play. And the Mick has started for both teams tonight as one team. Both teams are 2-0, but one team will leave here with a loss, and one will leave undefeated.
Mar with the kick. This one is nice and high. Caught by Wilkerson at the 12. Looks to bring it up.
Come on.
Cuts towards the middle of the field. Tries to cut back out, and he gets taken down. And it was actually Jalen Harden with the return.
Give out to the 28-yard line. There's a penalty on the play, and that's not what the Giants need.
It was Alon Harrison with the tackle there. And a flag is down. Ball currently at the 28-yard line. and a hold against the Giants, another penalty that's going to hurt them. So they'll move it back 10 yards. 34-28 your score, 2:23 in the third, so we still have a full quarter to go. As we will see, Kyle Kastner return back to his offense and hope to put something on the board to try to strengthen their lead.
Here we go.
That's all you got? Kastner and Evans in the backfield.
You expect this from these two teams. They're always close.
Gillis and Emerson to the near, Gillis and Emerson to the near side. Kastner back in the pocket. Muff ball goes back into the end zone. Has to go down. And that goes through the back, and that is a safety. That play looks similar to the Broncos play back in Super Bowl 48. That was not good. And just like that, it is a 34-30 game. Pike is attempting. They are looking to try to beat the Giants in the regular season. They have a chance to take the lead after this punt.
This game was 1 point, 21-0.
And I, the only insensitive or anything nice I can really say, I don't know. So 34-30, Pike fans going crazy. 2:18 remaining in third, plenty of time. But this is setting up to all of a sudden be another classic. Again, last year in the regular season, it was a 49-48 overtime. Last year, the Giants came back from a 21-some deficit. This year, Pike is looking to do the same. Giants got to do something. They got to do something fast.
Wait, they got time. 2:18. It's only the third quarter. That's the problem. Pike came back fast. And Kyle Kastner's got to get this offense rolling right here. And it's his team, but the problem is it's Pike's ball.
Yeah, it will be Pike's ball. Of course, after a safety, the ball does get returned to the team that got the safety. So we will see in the back room, in the back, Cheeseboro and Harrison, Alon Harrison to be exact. They will look back to receive it.
Chris Flores is kicking this one off.
Yep, Flores returning to the kicking. This game is a 4-point game. So Flores looking to punt this one off. This is a nice line drive. Caught by Cheeseboro at the 20. Looks to bring it up at the 30. Cuts out to the left side of the field and finally gets taken down at the 39-yard line. And excuse me, that was Harrison who returned it.
He was tripped up there on the play by, it looked like, Isaiah Odomoyo.
So now the seemingly unstoppable Pike offense returns to the field. So Bo Trudeau and Curtis Collins in the backfield. Bo Trudeau in shotgun. Medaris, Sproul, and Williams to the near side. Trudeau stands back in the pocket, throws down the field to the left side, and nearly caught. No, he caught it. 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown. Pike with the lead. A touchdown by the number 3 of Medaris. 61 yards, and just like that. And excuse me, it was the 4 of Johnny Williams with the completed pass, 61 yards for the touchdown. What just happened? Call me crazy, but the Pike Red Devils have just taken the lead. And for the first time this year, the opponent is leading over the Ben Davis Giants. Correction, 6-0 to Avon, so this is the second time.
Wow.
The extra point, no, they're going for two, looking for the end zone, and nothing there. So 36-34. The Pike Red Devils lead over the Ben Davis Giants. We'll take a 30-second break.
It's about to be a record night.
We'll take a 30-second break after here on your Ben Davis Sports Radio Network.
I am a mother.
I am an entrepreneur.
I am a singer.
I am an artist.
I'm a journalist.
A businesswoman.
An educator.
A sister.
A grandmother.
An advocate.
A leader.
I am a friend.
I am.
I am.
I am.
I am.
I am.
I am.
I am one of more than a million people living with HIV in the U.S.
We are not alone. Let's stop HIV together.
Get the facts. Get tested. Get involved. Go to www.actagainstaids.org for more information.
School, taking on the Ben Davis Giants.
No.
And at one point, the Giants led 21-0.
No.
Well, at this point, the Pike Red Devils lead 36-34. And you can hear from Corey.
No.
Giants fans are shocked.
No. Giants are, it kills me to say this, but I happened earlier in Avon this past week, 6-0. But 36-34, Giants are losing in the second half.
Three of the four scoring plays for Pike have been larger than 50 yards.
But in this situation, you know who I'd rather have? I wouldn't have anybody better than Kyle Kastner right now. As Kastner is definitely knows this game is not over. There's 2 minutes left in the third quarter. It's not even the fourth yet, dude. Let's go.
So 2:02 here in the third. As it will be returned by Chris Evans at the 15, now at the 20. Tries to break a tackle. Jordan Wilkerson gets taken down at the 20-yard line.
As momentum seems like it's all on Pike's side, Giants have to do something quick to get them to stop.
So Wilkerson getting taken down at the 20. It will be first and 10 at the 20-yard line. 36-34, Pike with the lead. So Kastner and the offense returning to the field. Kastner and Evans in the backfield. Gillis to the near side. It's going to be Smith, Emerson, and Bond to the far. Giants trailing for only the second time this year. Hands off to Evans, looking for a sweep. Checks up in the middle. He's able to fight for 3 yards, and that'll be second and 7. And where do you think the Giants' head is right now?
Right now the Giants' head is right where it needs to be, and that's in this game. Because they know there's a minute 40 left to go in the third quarter.
Setting up again, Kastner and Evans in the backfield. Emerson, Bond, Emerson, Smith, and Gillis to the near side. Kastner steps back in the pocket, looks to throw to Gillis. Gillis tries to fake out. Got taken down.
And Gillis is fine. I'll tell you that right now. Who actually, something about Gillis you want to know. Northwest Kentucky commit for basketball as he committed D1.
Yeah, they officially moved up to D1, so that is where another player has gone. Kastner and Evans in the backfield again. Gillis to the near side. Emerson, Bond, and Smith to the far. Kastner stands back in the pocket, throws quickly, gets
go.
Evans. Evans
go.
At the 50,
go.
At the 45-40. Kenny Barnum. He can't break the tackle. He's taken down at the 30 of the field.
Nice job.
Story Emerson gets taken down.
Great job there by Story Emerson just to make a play with his feet. As they've been doing it all night. This wide receiver duo of the Giants offense are great route runners.
So Kastner and Evans in the backfield. Gillis to the near side. Bond, Emerson, and Smith to the far. Kastner, quick pass, tries to hit the 15 of True Smith, which is an incomplete pass. Second and 10, ball at the 31. 1:01 to play in the third. Giants down 2 points.
I have all the faith in the world in Ben Davis Giants right now. Kyle Kastner showing why he's one of the top quarterbacks in the state, and he will.
Kastner and Evans in the backfield again. Gillis to the near side. Smith, Emerson, and Bond to the far.
Nine in the box for the Pike Red Devils. Obvious passing play.
Kastner steps back in the pocket, looks to throw, throws over the middle to Emerson. Emerson continues the drive. Touchdown. No, he lost the ball, and now they're going to call it a touchdown. Touchdown, Ben Davis.
And a beautiful job by Emerson. As I said in the beginning, it's going to be a pass play with nine in the box. Beautiful route runner and Story Emerson able to break hit feet and drive to the end zone for a touchdown to give the Giants the lead with 52 seconds on that third quarter clock.
Emerson carried a defender for literally 10 yards before he was able to break the pylons and get the touchdown score. And it looks as if the Giants may be going for two here.
And that's smart. Get him up by six.
So they're playing the numbers game, trying to make this closer to a 7-point lead. So Kastner and Evans in the backfield. Gillis and Smith to the far, to the near. Bond and Emerson to the far. And here comes the penalty flag. You've seen many of those tonight. And it's another Kastner false start against them.
Just gives Kastner more room to play.
So we'll see if they still decide to go with the two-point conversion. Seems like they will. Again, 40-36. Giants just got a score. It was a pass from Kastner to Emerson. And they're going to still go for it. Five wide out set. Kastner in shotgun formation in the backfield. Kastner steps back, throws over the middle. And
short by an inch.
Short. Completed pass was to the 15 of Smith. But it, of course, was no two-point conversion.
It's okay. They're still up by four. That was just to help the security blanket, really, to get them up by six, which was a touchdown. But now it's still a four-point game. Pike can't just kick a field goal to get ahead here. 52 seconds on the clock now. Giants lead by four.
So 40-36, 52 seconds in the third. And now Pike will get the ball back. And we will see what the Pike Red Devils have planned. Last several drives, though, Pike has scored on one play. We'll see what if that changes, if the defense has gotten themselves together now.
Yeah, we'll see. That's what we all want to hear. The Giants defense have just taken a deep breath, and they've really came together with themselves knowing that it's time to step up. It's time to stop this Pike Red Devils team from throwing on them. It's time for the Giants D to step up.
So Chris Forrest will kick this one off.
It's time.
Harrison.
It's time.
And it looks to be Harrison has returned. So Lon Harrison and Eric Harrison back to return it. So Ashley No Cheeseborough is back there. And looking to return it is Alon Harris and
touchback.
It's gonna be called a touchback. So first and 10 from the 20-yard line with 52 seconds here in the third. Pike goes back on the offense looking to take back the lead.
It feels like the longest 3 minutes of my life. As the past 3 minutes we've seen, I don't know how many touchdowns.
Yeah, it's been about four or five. A 21 or 18-yard touchdown there by Story Emerson carrying a man for 10 yards.
Yes, sir.
So now it's Bo Trudeau. Collins in the backfield. We'll see what Trudeau has planned up his sleeve this time. Last two drives, they've scored on one play. So Trudeau, Collins, shotgun formation. Trudeau stands back in the pocket. Screen passing over to the right to the three of Medeiros. This is the same type of play. He picks up a
big
first down
there by
35.
Aspar Bilal.
He keeps running that sideline, and for some reason, the defense can't stop him.
Blocking this five wide out set. When they spread him out wide and they just throw a screen underneath, that's just an extra two blockers, three blockers on one side to stop him.
So now it is first and 10, ball at the 35-yard line. Bo Trudeau and Collins in the backfield. So in motion is Medeiros again. Going to hand it up to Collins up the gut. Collins nearly breaks free. He picks up 9. They may give him enough for the first down.
But before that, I think it's going to be short, though, before all that happens. It's going to be a first down, though, for the Pike Red Devils. But beautiful tackle again by Asmar Bilal, who needs to take over this defensive route right now as he's the backbone of this Giants D.
It will be second and 1. 23 seconds remaining in the third. Trudeau and Collins in the backfield yet again. It's going to be the 8 of Sproul in motion. They're going to hand it up the gut to the 5 of Collins, who does pick up the first down for the Pike Red Devils.
With 12 seconds left on the half, it's going to be in the third quarter. Coming into the final quarter of play, it's going to be an interesting one as Pike Red Devils are just by a yard into Giants territory. Seeing what Pike has in mind is they might just let this clock run down to end the third quarter. It looks like they're going to with 5 seconds. It's running down.
Yeah, and it does look like, as you said, they're going to let this clock run out. And with that, the third quarter is going to come to an end. The Giants leading over the Pike Red Devils 40-36 with one quarter left to play. We'll take a 30-second break here on your Ben Davis Sports Radio Network.